You're listening to SBS News.
Outside East Jerusalem's Damascus Gate, a Palestinian man is detained by Israeli border police. There have been near nightly clashes here in this traditional gathering spot for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The row over access to the area is just a snapshot of simmering tensions between Israelis and Palestinians, with East Jerusalem as one focus. The non-governmental organisation Human Rights Watch has taken a broader view and accused Israel of nothing short of apartheid. Elaine Pearson is the Australian Director for Human Rights Watch.
There is intent to oppress, systematically oppress one other group by another, and also that there is inhumane acts being committed. And these inhumane acts in Palestine really are forcible transfer. We're talking about mass land expropriation, and we're also talking about severe restrictions on freedom of movement for Palestinians.
In a 213-page report, the New York-based group has urged governments to introduce targeted sanctions against Israel and restrict military cooperation. Human Rights Watch says Israel exercises control over land and demographics for the benefit of Jewish Israelis. But Jamie Hyams, an Israeli community spokesman in Australia, defends the restrictions on movement for Palestinians, citing Israel's security concerns.
To the extent that there are restrictions on movements both out of the West Bank and certainly out of Gaza, it's purely for security reasons to stop Palestinian terrorists coming into Israel and killing Israelis, as they did during the Second Intifada between 2000 and 2005, where well over 1,000 Israelis were killed and thousands more maimed, often with lifelong injuries.
In Israel, the response to the damning report was swift. Eugene Kontorovich is Director of International Law at the Kohelet Policy Forum, a conservative think tank in Jerusalem.
This report is nothing more than a fabrication of fantasy, misstatement, and misrepresentation, which is fundamentally anti-Semitic because it's designed to delegitimize the Jewish state.
And Israel's Strategic Affairs Minister, Mikhail Biton, was equally dismissive when quoted in the local media.
The distorted reality presented by Human Rights Watch is part of its ongoing political and obsessive campaign against Israel in recent years.
In referring to forcible transfers, the report cites the consequences of the demolition of Palestinian homes. Israeli supporters insist the demolitions aren't excessive. Jamie Hyams again.
House demolitions are a fact in Israel, as they are in any Western country where houses are built without a permit. But the fact is that studies show that houses built by Jews in Jerusalem and other areas are demolished at the same rate as houses built by Palestinians.
But Human Rights Watch notes the extreme difficulty for Palestinians to get building permits in the first place. Australia last year opposed a forthcoming International Criminal Court probe into alleged war crimes by both Israel and Gaza's rulers Hamas, arguing that Palestine was not a state. The Palestinian envoy in Australia, Izzat Salah Abdul Hadi, urged the federal government to be more even-handed.
So all the time, regularly has a position against international tools and human rights tools will harm the reputation of Australia, and this is very unfortunate.
And he agrees with the Human Rights Watch report's findings.
A lot of intellectuals, academics, described Israeli practices and laws as apartheid. So unfortunately, this is the case now. It reflects the reality.
The envoy is backing Human Rights Watch's call for the Morrison government to review its bilateral deals with Israel. Alan Lee, SBS News.